谢谢这个董长老的介绍。
Thank you, Elder Dong.
今天我不是要来跟你们讲糖尿病的事情。
I'm not going to tell you about diabetes.
而是谈谈这个真言书。
I will talk about the Book of Proverbs.
如果这个这一周我会在这里讲这个阿摩斯。那如果你有兴趣，希望你能来；没兴趣也要来。
If you have time interested or not interested, I really hope to see you to study the Book of Amos.
因为你不听的话，以后永远没有机会听，因为大概以后也不会再来讲这一门课。
Because it's probably your only chance that I may be able to teach you about this class.
你像阿摩斯书，不是很多人注意，但是实在是一本非常重要，也很有意识的一本小贤之书。
The book of Amos is not received a lot of attention, but it's a really important book in the Minor Prophets.
那只有九章，我要讲二十个小时。
It's only 9 chapters, but I'm going to spend 20 hours on it.
我还写了一本解经书，大概有400多页的解经书。这写这个我也带来，你来参加。
I have a special book on the Book of Amos, more than 400 pages.
你来参加我就给你买，你不来参加也不卖给你。
If you participate in the class, I'll give you as a gift. But if you don't, then I'm not going to sell it to you.
Yeah, not a gift.
Not a gift. 不是什么。
那个好，今天我要谈谈这个真言书。
Today I'm going to tell you about the Book of Proverbs.
那在过去一年来，不管我去什么地方讲道，我都讲真言。
Many times in last year that I preach on the Book of Proverbs.
那是我最喜欢的一本圣经的书卷。
This is my favorite book in the Bible.
原因是因为我研究真言书已经超过20年。
The reason is I've studied the Book of Proverbs for more than 20 years.
对，我的博士论文就是专门研究真言书。
And this is my topic of my PhD dissertation.
尤其是去年我就开始写了一本书，现在大概快要出版了，然后也是真言书的，所以我就想跟你们分享一下真言书一些宝贵的真理。
I've started writing the Book of Proverbs, nearly finished.
这里没有那个没有那个。Image，没有 image 啊，怎么办？看一下 ，OK， 这里可以看得见，就看着。本来我这个是我太太跟我控制 PowerPoint， 她今天不能来，我用这个遥控代替我的妻子。
Yeah, okay, okay, my wife take care of the PowerPoint, but she cannot come.
那真言书其实是教导我们怎么样。做一个有智慧的人。
The Book of Proverbs is teaching how to be a wise person.
你想不想知道做有智慧的一个秘诀？想不想知道？
Do you want to know the key to become a wise person?
秘诀就很简单，不要做愚昧的事，就是有智慧。
The key is very simple, that you do not do foolish things, then you are wise.
一切的就是当我们把这愚昧的行为除去，你发现剩下的就是有智慧。
That when you can avoid all the foolish things, then you will become a man of understanding.
所以今天我提到在六样不做的愚昧事。
So today I'll talk to you about six foolish things to avoid.
第一个就是不狂不傲。
The first thing is do not be arrogant.
对不起啊，我这个 OK 啊，这个只有我妻子怎么控制她的 power， 我不太会。
Only my wife know how to do this.
好，真言书说第11章第2节说：“骄傲来，羞耻也来；谦遵人，却有智慧。”
In chapter 11:2, pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom.
哎，刚才董长老介绍。我听了心中很感动。
When Elder Dong introduced me, I actually was moved.
哎，我想他可能把我称赞太多了。
I think he has praised me too much.
不过有一句话，我是从来没有想到他会这样讲。他说我是一个很谦卑的人。
It's one description I never imagined. He said I'm a humble person.
我听了不晓得是要高兴呢，还是要担心。
I don't know. I should be happy about it or worry about it.
因为 当人说我很谦卑的时候，如果我觉得自己很谦卑，其实我就是开始骄傲了。
Because if people talk about my humility and I really feel I'm humble, then I start being proud.
世代来说，要做一个不骄傲的人是不容易的。
It is difficult not to become a person of pride.
怎么样可以成为一个谦卑的人？就是不骄傲，就是谦卑啊。
How can I become a person of humility? Is that you can avoid being proud.
在箴言书里头讲到一个第一个很愚昧的表现，就是我们总是觉得自己了不起，自己很好，自己自我为中心。
And the first foolish thing the proverb talk about is that we being arrogant and we always self-centered.
所以箴言书说骄傲来，羞耻也来。
So he says that when pride comes, then comes disgrace.
当我一骄傲的时候，你发现即刻就带来很多羞耻在我的身上。
So whenever the pride comes, there a lot of grace will come to me as well.
那在众多的罪恶当中，神所最厌恶的，第一个严重的罪就是骄傲。
So for all the sins that we have, the most serious offense to God is pride.
在箴言书里头第六章讲到耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心里所憎恶的共有七样。
And in the Proverbs chapter 6, he has mentioned that the God has hated about six things, but there are seven things that he dislike.
第十六节说，第一样呢是什么呢？就是高傲的眼。
Of all the six things, the first thing is the haughty eyes.
人的罪啊，有说谎啊，有杀人啊，等等。但是神认为最严重的就是骄傲。
The other six things include lying tongues and murdering people. But the most serious things here is the haughty eyes.
所以你看见圣经每次讲到人的罪、人的行为的时候，总是把骄傲放在第一名。
And you talk about in the Proverbs, when you talk about the problems of men,that this pride always comes number one.
早期的神学家奥古斯丁在讲到人类七大罪恶里头，第一个就是骄傲。
So Augustine talk about the seven main sins that man has committed. The first one is pride.
这个 C.L. Lewis 他提到骄傲的时候，他说人性中最根本的罪、最严重的恶就是骄傲。
With C.S. Lewis describe about this, he says that the most serious sin and the most fundamental problem of man is pride.
他说人的愤怒、人的贪心、还有酗酒这些所有的罪都不能够跟骄傲相比。
That your anger and your alcoholism, this cannot be compared to the pride at all.
所以魔鬼之成为魔鬼是因为骄傲。
And why devils become a devil is because of pride.
所以当一个人骄傲的时候，你发现他的心灵是被蒙蔽的。
You see when a person is feeling very proud, that his heart was blinded.
总是觉得自己很了不起。
He always feels that he is so good about himself.
那觉得自己了不起有什么不好呢？
Why is bad to feel good about yourself?
你看我们这个中国人、华人跟这个西方人，其中有一个很大的不同，就是西方人总是很有自信，那我们中国人总是觉得好像不要太过彰显自己。
One of the main differences between the Chinese and Western culture is that the Chinese people feel that we should be more conservative, but the Western culture encourages us to be more confident.
有一次我去探访一个家庭的时候。
At this one time I visited a family.
他一个儿子才大概六七岁吧，男孩子。
They have a son that's about six, seven years old.
啊，看起来蛮聪明的样子，还戴着一个厚厚的眼镜。
Looks very smart. Very big glass.
在看那个 Time magazine.
And he's reading a Time magazine.
我记得我是二十几岁才接触 Time magazine, 他这个六四七岁就看 Time magazine.
I remember that when I first read my first Time magazine, I was about 20 some years old, but he's only six.
哦，我觉得这个孩子很聪明啊。
I think that he's really smart.
我就要称赞他，我说 You are really smart.
So I'm going to praise him. 你真是聪明。
他推荐，他说 I know.
我知道
了。这个很有自信。
Very confident。
而我们中国的小孩子呢，有时候我们就不这样反应。有一次我对那个人家就称赞，在妈妈面前就称赞，他说你的儿子真的很聪明啊。
So the Chinese children may not respond the same way. So one time I say, tell the parents that your kids are really smart.
妈妈就很不好意思，说没有没有了，笨得很像猪这样。
My mother replied that no, he's not smart. He's just stupid like a pig.
所以什么叫做谦卑？什么是这个骄傲？有时候我们要很小心。
So we need to be very careful about pride and humility.
把自己贬得太低，其实也是一种骄傲。
If you put yourself so much down,
太过强调自己也是一种骄傲。
If you put so much emphasis on yourself, it's also a pride.
所以箴言书说，智慧人惧怕就远离，二是遗忘人皆狂傲自持。就是说，骄傲本身可以变成一种愚昧的表现。
And it says, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hot-headed.
就是没有把自己从一个很正确的角度来衡量自己本身的地位，给自己定位。
That you do not evaluate or put yourself in the right position.
有的人说，他说 ，you know, 我根本就不认为有神，这个是骄傲啊。
Some people say that I don't think there is God. This is some one kind of pride.
你根本不在我的眼中，这是骄傲啊。
You say that you are not really in my view at all.
过分的强调自己的地位身份，这个就是骄傲。
If you overemphasize your status and positions, this is pride.
心骄气傲的人名叫懈慢，他行事狂妄，都出于骄傲。
They said a proud and arrogant man, mocker is his name.
那骄傲的人就是一个懈慢人。
The proud person is a person who mocks.
一个懈慢人就是说他用言语的表达是恶毒的，而且是伤害性的，这叫懈慢。
So this mocker use evil and hurting words towards other people.
然后从他的言语显现在他的做事情的方式，你发现整个动机在于他内心的骄傲。
And from his words,that become a disease, and all these have originated from the pride.
所以圣经说自以为义是愚昧的表现。
So Bible says that self-righteousness is also foolish.
然后从这里就开始产生很多的问题。
And from the self-righteousness has started many problems.
很多的问题、意见、冲突不能够生活在一起。其实讲回来就是我们骄傲。
Many problems and conflicts that we cannot live peacefully together is all originated from pride.
第二个不要做的事情就是不要轻易发怒。
And the second thing that we should avoid is don't be angry easily.
我现在要问一下，我们当中有没有人不会生气的？有没有？
Is there anyone among us who never get angry?
有没有人？从来不会生气的，有没有
？One person never get angry。
有没有人很会生气的，有没有
？Is person that easy to get
有没有
angry？
啊，这个比较声音大一点点。OK。其实生气几乎每一个人都有的。
Everybody has his own anger。
只有一种人是不会生气。
There's only one kind of person who won't get angry。
那就是死人。
That's
right. 人会生气啊。
Everybody will get angry.
你发现圣经没有神没有一个吩咐说不可发怒，有没有这样的？没有这样的吩咐。
The Bible doesn't tell us do not anger.
但是圣经呢，却有说不轻易发怒的什么？大有聪明。一说能不轻易发怒，这一个人已经是有智慧了。
He's saying that the patient man or this person is not easily to get anger has great understanding.
所以意思说，我们不会到一种地步不生气才叫有智慧。你连不随便生气，已经是有智慧了。
That it is not anger, but not easily anger, then it's counted as your wisdom.
就是那种性情很暴躁，一下子有事没事都生气的，那个叫做愚昧。
But a quick temper, or it's so easily to get angry, then it's folly.
这个生气是人之常情，也是人的本性，
the anger is a common emotion of people.
生气好不好呢？
Is anger good?
来，生气好不好？
Is anger good?
如果当然从这个普通的常识来知道，我们生气，这个身体就很多反应了。
Even from the common sense, we know that anger will introduce many reactions.
一生气的时候，你发现这个心跳都会加速。
If anger will bring the fast heartbeat.
然后那个血压也会升高啊。
Also your blood pressure.
那如果有些人太高了，结果心脏病爆发也死掉，所以气死嘛，中文有这句话嘛，气死了。这真的是气死了，有些人气死。
Anger to death because the anger can raise your heart attack.
而且有时候你生气，你发现生气的时候，什么事情都做不下去了。
And the time you are in so much anger that you find yourself cannot do anything.
第二是气到饭也不吃，也睡不着觉。
Because you're so angry, you cannot eat, you cannot sleep.
我气到脸都红肿。
You're so angry, you flush.
头也冒烟。
Then there's smoke coming out of your head.
所以你单单看到这个自然的现象，这个生气就造成在身体上还有心灵上很大的影响。
You can see that anger can bring real trauma to both your physical and emotional body.
所以说不生气是不可能的。所以真言书也没有说不要生气，他没有，他说你不要。轻易发怒。
And the prophet doesn't tell you do not anger, but do not anger easily.
在箴言书第二十七章第四节有句话说：“愤怒为残忍，怒气为狂澜。”
And in the Proverbs 27:4, it says anger is cruel and fury, overwhelming.
意思说，当我生气的时候，你发现我的言语更多的行为是很残忍的。
You find that the anger many times bring about this cruelty and fury.
然后这个英文翻的 overwhelm 意思说，当我生气的时候，你发现我整个人被这个怒气所淹没了。
That this English translation is overwhelming. That means that you are being submerged in that anger.
好像这个狂澜海啸把我淹盖过去。
It's like you're submerged in the sea of anger.
所以意思说要小心，因为人会有这个会生气，有这种反应，但是要很小心，不能够让它来掩盖我。
So we have to be really careful that we have these angry emotions. We have to be careful not to let it to submerge us.
在箴言书里头，他用了三个词句来讲到一个生气的人。
In Proverbs, he used three descriptions about an angry person.
那第一个，他叫做轻易发怒的人。
He says that the person easy to anger.
那在希伯来文里头，这个叫做鼻子短小。
That in the original Greek, it's called a small nose.
那这个我们中国人看这个没有什么奇怪，因为我们中国人的鼻子就短小。
This is not strange to the Oriental people because we have a small nose anyway.
那犹太人不一样，犹太人的鼻子就长
了。In Jews, this is very different because Jews usually have a pretty big nose.
那是在这里，圣经是用这个鼻子来代表怒气。
And in the Proverbs, he used the nose to represent anger.
意思说鼻子越短越好。
It means that you have a small nose is good.
Short nose.
Short nose is good.
意思说我就不随便生气。
If I have a short nose, I won't anger easily.
所以如果你的鼻子很短，每天晚上拉几下，长一点，可能脾气也好一点。
So if you have a short nose, if you pull it, you will have a better temper.
Right.
Right. Okay.
那个是说用鼻子来比喻这个怒气，意思说如果我的脾气很不好，你要使它好一点。
This is an analogy using the nose. That if you have a short temper, then you need to make it better.
Right. 你的怒气要长一点，不要。那么一下子就发脾气。
That you should not be so short-tempered.
那第二个用词呢，叫做好生气的人。
A person that like to be angry.
那如果你看这个中文的翻译，这个好生气的人，显然就比那个轻易发怒人 更容易发怒。
The person who likes to be angry is even more prone to anger than those people who anger easily.
那轻易发怒的时候，这人就说有事情很容易刺激他，他就生气了。
The person who easy to anger is a person who can be easily stimulated to anger.
有时候人家讲话不小心一刺激他，他就生气，或者做事情看不顺他就生气，这种叫做轻易发怒的人。
Maybe words or deeds can really provoke a person's anger.
那好生气的人，就是说他这个脾气已经成为他一个习惯。
But a person who likes to be angry or he enjoys anger is that the anger has become a custom.
已经成为一种 habit， 意思说生气已经是他的一种 habit.
That the anger become a one of his habits.
习惯生气了。
Yes, he's just so much used to be angry.
不生气好像那一天很不舒服的感觉。
If he's not getting angry that day, he doesn't feel comfortable.
以前我碰过一个人，他脾气不好，我们就劝他说：“你这么容易生气，讲多了他也很烦，很讨厌。”
I have a friend that who was so like to be angry, so I told him many times that you know you very prone to anger.
那他要改，好像也改不掉。后来他干脆说：“哎呀，这个生气是我的恩赐。”
So he did not change himself, so he just said, "Oh, this is my gift to be angry."
意识到这个好生气的人就变成他的习惯性，但是这个希伯来文用这个鼻子知足来形容这个概念。
In the original Hebrew text, he's saying about people enjoy anger is the Lord of the nose.
鼻子就是脾气。
That your temper is your nose.
鼻子知足，意识到这个脾气已经成为我的主。
The Lord of the nose, meaning that the anger has become your Lord.
意思说，这个脾气已经在控制了我了。
That means the anger is controlling it.
所以一生气的时候，你发现那一个不再是我，那一个是脾气的彰显。
So when you get angry, it's not you anymore. It is your anger.
所以有时候你看见一个人生气的时候，你想根本就不是他这个人，那是脾气在化身。
Sometimes you have seen a person being angry. It is not really him, but it's become a person of anger, another person.
所以当我把我自己交给脾气的时候，你发现我的行为、我的言语都是很愚昧的，因为那个不是我，那个是脾气。
So if I give myself to anger, and then this is not really me.
那第三个呢，叫做暴怒的人，这个是很可怕，因为希伯来人说他是直日 ，is a hot person.
Another thing is described as a furious person. Right? This is meaning
red hot. 这个一个火热的人，你不能碰，一碰你就被他烧伤。
It is so hot that you cannot touch him because you will be scorched.
所以圣经说，人有见识就不轻易发怒。宽恕人的过失，便是自己的荣耀。
So Proverbs 19:11 says, "A man's wisdom is in patience; it is his glory to overlook an offense."
对，新约说什么？不可含怒到什么？
日落。It has been that do not anger until the sunset.
意思说，我要控制我的脾气，不是让脾气来。
It means that we should control our anger instead of letting anger control you.
第三个要避免的愚昧行为就不挑人错。
The third of foolish things that we should need to avoid is don't repeat the matter.
遮掩人过的寻求仁爱与是挑错的离间密友。
He who covers over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends.
世界上有两种人，一种叫做 peacemaker， 一种叫做 troublemaker.
There are two kinds of people in the world. One is peacemaker, the other is troublemaker.
一种是有问题，他就变成解决了一个问题；有些人是没问题，制造很多问题，有两种。
People that there's no problem, there's no problem. But the other kind is if there's no problem, you will create a lot of problems.
所以这件事说遮掩人过的寻求人，意思说这边有很多问题，但是这个人一来，所有的问题都解决。但还有一种人就是人家好好的，他一来天下大乱。
there are two kinds of people. One person, if there's no foul, there's some problems, he comes and there's peace. Okay, but it's another kind of people, there's no problem at all. But when he appears, there's always trouble.
所以箴言说屡次挑错，这个英文翻译很有意思，叫 "Don't repeat a matter"， 跟中文有点不一样啊。
The Chinese and English translation is not really the same. The English says, "Whoever repeats the matter instead of saying the problem."
意思说。一点问题，他总是挑着来讲，挑着来一直重复，一直扩大，这个叫做屡次挑错。
That there is a matter that you always repeat and amplify. This is what he's talk about.
那通常都会破坏关系，而且使关系越来越疏远。
And this will break the relationship and separate close friends.
重提问题有时不好的。
The main problem of repeating the matter.
那个时候，我们一吵架的时候，二十年前你就是这样。
During our quarrels, we tell people you are like this 20 years ago.
十五年前你也做过这样。
15 years ago, you have done exactly the same thing.
到今天你还是一样。
Even up to this to today, you are the same person.
所以每次有困难，总是回到老问题，一直跟你说个没完没了，这个叫做。屡次挑错。
So whenever we meet a problem, you always go to the past, and this is called repeating the matter.
意思说人都有错，但是错要解决，要忘记，要悔改。
So only we have only errors in the past, and we need to really resolve it, forget about it, and we that's it.
重提问题有几个，第一就是。他从来没有忘记这个事情。
And the first problem is that you never forget about it.
然后呢，我的心胸狭窄，所以我一直要把它提起来。
And you have a very narrow mind, so you always want to repeat the matter.
我提这个事情，表示我从来没有饶恕。
You repeat the matter, meaning that you never are willing to forget.
而且我没有意义要改善这个关系。
And you are not, it's not your intention to improve the relationship.
而且我不相信神。他能够掌管处理这些人的问题。
And you don't believe God will deal with the errors either.
所以是挑错，重提旧错是一个愚昧的行为来的，要避免。
So if you repeat the matters, or always being picky, is something that the it's a foolish thing.
耶稣谈到教导门徒关于这个饶恕功课的时候，那彼得。觉得自己有很好的见解。
So when Jesus talk about forgiveness, that the Peter has Peter think that he had a really good understanding of this.
所以他对耶稣说，他说主啊，如果我的弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次。
So he asked Jesus that how many people I should forgive my brothers after his offense.
彼得问了一个是很实际的一个问题，他是问耶稣，当然就是等耶稣回答嘛。
So this is a question that Peter brought to Jesus, and he expect Jesus to give him an answer.
但是彼得自己，耶稣还没有回答，他自己就回答。
But before Jesus can answer, he answered himself.
他说七次可以吗？
Say how about seven times?
彼得讲这个答案的时候，可见彼得把这个问题都想了很久了。
When Peter answered himself, that shows that he had thought about this problem for a long time.
你知道彼得。跟门徒在一起，跟别人在一起，他彼此有冲突，彼此有得罪的地方。我想他一定对一些人很不高兴，或者有些人很不高兴他。所以彼得才想，这个饶恕这个事情是蛮重要的。如果别人得罪我，我应该饶恕他几次？他心中认为，其实应该是一个完满的答案。
So Peter with the other disciples they must have many conflicts. So how many times the forgiveness should be brought up with?Seven times, it sounds very good to him.
那如果你知道这个圣经用数字，这个意思七是一个完整的数字来。
You know that the seven represents a complete number in the Bible.
意思说，你得罪我，我饶恕你一次，那已经不容易了。
That means that if you offend me, I forgive you once. This is not easy already.
两次。看在你爸爸的脸上，好吧。
Two times I'll see the face of your father, I'll forgive you again.
三次看在你爸爸的脸上，说不定还可以。妈妈的脸上。
The face of your mother.
四次、五次，简直是不可能嘛。
Four or five, fifth time, this is not possible to a person.
所以彼得说七次，那是已经是从人的角度 是不容易做到的。
And Peter mentioned seven times. This is really difficult in human standard.
所以彼得认为说，他的确耶稣一定是很满意。但是耶稣说，我对你说，不是七次，乃是什么？七十个七，七十个七就是没有限数目。
So when Peter is saying seven times, he thought Jesus must be thinking this is a good answer. But Jesus said, it's 70 times or seven. And this is a meaning that there's really no limit.
意思说凡是 有限度的饶恕都不是真正的饶恕。
It means that a forgiveness of limits is not a true forgiveness.
所以箴言说不要屡次挑重。
So in the Proverbs says, if you not repeat the matter,
好。第四个就不爱争吵。
The fourth of foolish things we need to avoid is don't quarrel.
远离纷争是人的荣耀，遗忘人独爱争闹。
It is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel.
来，就喜欢吵。
Many people like to quarrel.
有些人就 enjoy。吵争吵
，many people enjoy
不吵很不舒服。
It doesn't feel comfortable if there's no conflict.
所以这个争吵本身，这个纷争本身是一个问题。
So the quarreling itself is a problem.
对，耶稣讲过，他说，如果哪一家自相纷争，哪家就站立不住。
So、Jesus said, if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand.
你知道要怎么破坏一个家庭？啊、很简单，天天吵一定破坏。
You know how to destroy a family? Yeah, it's easy, just quarrel every day.
要怎么使这个教会大乱？很简单，我们啊，大家来吵，一下子这个教会就完了。
How to destroy a church? Easy, then we just quarrel every day.
要不要让这些问题变成一个伤害？
We should not let the quarrel become something that hurts.
来，箴言说，好争议的人。散播争端就如以火加炭火上加柴一样。
In the Proverbs says, a charcoal to embers and as wood to fire. So is quarrelsome man for kindling strife.
你知道有人就有问题啊。
You know that whenever there are people, there is problem.
你们想不想教会人多？想不想
？Do you like to be a lot of people?
想不想？人多问题也多，跟你讲。
More people, more problems.
哎，有人少一点还也有问题，但是问题少一点；人多问题更多。
Less people, less problem. More people, more problem.
嗯，但是如果一不小心，你发现哎，就出现很多争端，就很像这个在野火上加炭，就是使整个事情更复杂。
There are many people. Many times it's like adding wood to fire, making things very complicated.
所以箴言书教导我们要学习从另一个角度来处理教会的或者是人的问题。
So in the Proverbs teaches that we should treat this problem from another point of view.
那试验满屋，大家相争，不如有块干饼，大家享安。
Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of peace.
这个箴言叫做我们叫做 Better Proverbs， 就是更美箴言。
This is a passage we call Better Proverbs.
你们喜欢吃大餐呢，还是喜欢吃饼干
？Do you like a full feast or just a cookie？
喜欢吃什么？你们好像已经吃饱了，是不是？不会。
You already been.
当然喜欢吃大餐嘛，是不是
？Everyone may like the feast.
哎，这个试验满屋，你看这么丰富，那是吵得不得了。
A full feast is wonderful.
但是如果在这种物质很丰富里头，但是在家里一点平安都没有，那就是没有意义了。
If in that abundance, but you don't have peace.
对有些人生活很简单，很穷，但是你看他们这关系好得不得了。
But there are people with limited means, but they have very good peace in the house.
所以哪一个好呢？
Which one is better?
正言说你宁愿选那个。相安，因为在四个项目里头，试验满屋，还有相争，还有饼干，还有相安，最宝贵的还是什么？相安。
So only four things mentioned here, the most precious things here is peace.
纷争的起头如水开放，所以在争闹之间必当仔细增进。
He says, starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out.
Oh.
好，我再讲第六个，不嫉不妒。
The fourth thing is that we do not envy. Don't envy.
Yeah, don't envy. Okay. 你们会不会嫉妒？
Do we envy?
会不会？会举手看看。
Raise your hand if you envy.
嗯，会啊。嗯。如果你看见别人成功，你会有没有酸溜溜的感觉？
If you see others success, do you feel sour in your heart?
如果有的话，就是有嫉妒咯。
If you feel the sour feeling is the that you envy.
真言讲到不要有嫉妒的心。
The proper saying that we shouldn't have a heart of envy.
那真言讲到嫉妒有两种方式。
The two kinds of envy in the Proverbs.
他说第一不要嫉妒义人。
The first one is don't envy a righteous person.
不要嫉妒义人。什么叫做嫉妒义人？比如说这个人他做的事情是好的，但是我嫉妒他，因为我比不上他。
The first kind of envy is envy of righteous persons because I cannot compare to his standard.
比如说我们这个弟兄他讲道，哎呀，我是传道人，他是偏见徒，但是每次讲道他都讲得好，而且弟兄姐妹喜欢听他，我心里就嫉妒了。
If for brothers that who is very good in preaching, then I as a pastor, then I'll envy him because, I'm the pastor, I should be better in preaching.
你知道这个嫉妒很有意思的，因为通常我们只是嫉妒那些跟我们竞争或者同行的人。
But this envy is very interesting. Some, many times that we only envy the person that's in the same profession.
那一个乞丐哦，他不会嫉妒那个很有钱的财主，因为反正人家有钱就有钱。
A beggar usually do not envy the very wealthy person.
但是那个乞丐又很嫉妒在旁边跟他一同讨钱的乞丐，因为那一天他讨的比他多。
But the beggar will envy the other beggar who received more money that day.
所以你在学校里你不会嫉妒那个餐馆的工人，但是你会嫉妒你的同学考同一门课可以做得比你好的人。
So you usually envy like your classmate who is taking the same exams but perform better than you.
我不会嫉妒别人，但是我会嫉妒这个弟兄多，我讲到他讲到讲得比较好，我就嫉妒了。
I won't envy other people but a person that will preach better than I envy them.
所以圣经说不要嫉妒义人。
So in the Bible says, do not envy the righteous person.
那扫罗很嫉妒大卫，因为大卫也想做王
了。King Saul has really envied David because David has also been proclaimed as a king.
而每次打仗回来的时候，那些老百姓就说什么扫罗杀死什么千千，大卫杀死万万。
So every time after the war, the people saying that the Saul killed thousands, but the David killed tens of thousands.
哎，我听见人家说扫罗杀死千千，哇，我觉得这个了不起啊，也很感动。
If I only hear about Saul has been defeated thousands of people, this is pretty good.
我刘少平都还没有杀过一个。
Me, I haven't even defeated one person.
你能够杀千千已经是很好的成就，对不对？
It is a really good accomplishment if you can defeat thousands of enemies.
在那天晚上，他应该可以睡觉睡得很好。
He should have a good sleep that night.
但是等到老百姓说大卫杀死万万。他就受不了了。
But when people think that the David can defeat tens of thousands, he cannot tolerate it.
他们说你把万万归给大卫，把千千归给我，你没有搞错啊。
So the king Saul thinking that the tens of thousands give to David and only thousands give to me, this is really wrong.
嫉妒嘛。
This is envy.
所以嫉妒的时候不是说我没有，就是我不能接受别人比我更多。
It is envy is that it's not that I don't have it.But I cannot tolerate people having more.
所以不要嫉妒，因为嫉妒可以吃掉我这个人。
Don't envy, because envy can really devour you.
还有一个嫉妒，另外一个意思是你们比较少听的，就是不要嫉妒恶人。
There's another kind of envy is to envy the evil person.
有时候你说，哎，我做基督徒，如果别人做好事，我不会嫉妒，这个我比较可以做得到。
So I'm a Christian, so I won't envy those people who perform better than me.
那如果他考第一名，我考第五名，没关系，反正他做好，把他做得好，我们也可以。 接受没有问题。
It's number one and number fifth, but the, so it's fine because I'm Christians.
但是假设说这一个人，哎呀，他这个人是坏蛋，又考第一名，这个就很难接受。
But this person, if he does evil and he still get number one, then this is very hard to, for me to accept.
那他可能还偷看呢。
Maybe he cheat.
而他爸爸还送钱呢。
Maybe his father gave donations.
他还收买校长官员，所以最后你看他就成功了。哎呀，这个是恶人，但是他做得比我好，所以我心里受不了，我不平衡，又产生另外一种嫉妒的反面。
This person that bribes the people and then he become better, and so this become another kind of envy that we may have.
所以在圣经里头有很多的经文讲到，我们心怀不平，为恶人心怀不平。
So many times mentioned that we have a feeling, we do not feel in peace that we see these evil people.
所以箴言说，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
We said a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
你知道什么叫骨中的朽烂吗？
You know what kind of things he's talking about here?
用今天的医学名词，就说那是骨癌啊。
And this is the bone cancer.
你知道骨头是我们人最硬的一部分吗？
The bone are the hardest part in our body.
而你切我一块肉还不要紧，如果我的骨头，我整个生命的那个骨干被这个腐蚀的时候，你说我人还有力量吗？
So if you lose part of the meat, it's fine, right? If you have rotten bones, then we have no strength at all.
所以嫉妒可以吃掉我这个人。
So envy can really devour a person.
所以箴言说不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要嫉妒恶人。
So in the Proverbs say, do not fret because of evil men, or be envious of the wicked.
他说你心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要什么？终日敬畏耶和华。
Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord.
好，我讲快一点。第六个，不要以恶报恶。
The sixth one is don't pay evil with evil.
不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。
Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself.
很多人问我这个，他说题目是这两节经文好像有点不容易了解，因为下一节说要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，免得他自以为有智慧。所以第四节说你不要照愚昧的话愚妄话，然后下面又说你要这样讲，好像有点彼此矛盾，对不对？
So there seems to be paradox here in verse 4 and verse 5. You say, how do we answer a fool then?
那这句话比较容易解决，就不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。意思说如果一个人他做的是愚昧事，那我不要用愚昧的方式回答他，免得我就像他一样。
So verse 1 is easier. Verse 4 is easier because we should not answer a fool according to his folly, or we will just be like him.
那假设有一个人骂我，他说刘少平你是一个笨蛋。
If somebody call me a fool,
笨蛋应该中文怎么英文怎么翻 ？Stupid, 我当这个翻译，这个比较强烈嘛。不，你这个笨蛋。过去呢，当然很不高兴，不喜欢。你看我是博士，你说我是笨蛋。
If somebody call me a foolish ape, I'm a PhD.
Right? 我人家都说我很谦卑，你说我是笨蛋。
Everybody say I'm humble.
哇，听到很不高兴，对不对
？I won't be happy.
他骂我嘛？那如果我说你也是个笨蛋
，If I just carry, I say the you are fool.
结果有几个笨蛋？两个笨蛋。
好，
第一是说，如果别人用一种我认为已经是一种愚昧的方式来对待我的时候，假设我以你类似方式去回应他，你发现两个人都差不多。
If we respond to a foolish comment with similar things, then it is really two similar persons.
你骂我，我也骂你吗
？If you scold me, I'll return it.
你骂我的儿子考试不及格，我就骂你。咒诅你的女儿嫁不出去。
If you scold my son not have a good performance, then I'll correct your daughter not being able to marry.
你这样对我，我这样对你，其实太普遍了。每天我们都这样。
If we just go for this retaliation, this is a very common thing in our daily life.
意思说，当我一踏出这个社会的时候，你发现总是有一些人用愚昧的方式来对待我。但是问题是，我一回应他，那这世界多了一个愚昧人吗？
if you always fight these foolish people, try to treat me unfairly, if I do the same thing, one more foolish person.
这个太容易，太容易。那真言是说，小心，因为你一照他的方式，那就是收了一个就没了。
The proverb is saying that if you act, answer accordingly, then you will be like him yourself.
这一个就比较难。他说要照一面人的以往话回答他，免得他自以为有智慧。
He say here, answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes.
但是这个照一面人的以往话回答他，不是说我们要照用一面一个方式来回答他，而是说要以一个智慧的方式来回答他。
So it says here is the not the retaliation when we answer in a wise way.
如果他说犹太给你是笨蛋。
If somebody tell me that I'm a foolish ape,
那我就说你也是笨蛋，那我就落在第四节那个问题。
If I retaliate saying that you are foolish too, then I am in the trap of the verse 4.
那要怎么回答他的问题呢？
So how should I answer this question?
哎，要怎么回答呢？
How should I answer?
又不能说他是笨蛋呢？
I cannot say that he's foolish.
一说笨蛋，我就是笨蛋呢。
Because I say he's foolish, then I'm foolish.
所以意识到这个问题就不是那么容易了。
So this question is not so easy.
第一个，我绝对不会让他这个问题先刺激了我，是我做件愚昧的事情。
The first thing that I should not let a comment to stimulate my anger, so that I do foolish things.
要怎么回答这个问题？今天我不把答案跟你讲。
I won't tell you the answer.
要我讲，要叫徐牧师再请我回来。
If you want to answer this question, I have to ask Pastor Xu to invite me back.
这是开玩笑啊。我的意思不是那么简单。
Not so easy.
你看耶稣每次人家刁难他的时候，耶稣都没有正面回答他们的问题。
You can see that when Jesus answered those people who tried to pick on him.
智慧要有智慧。
Jesus always behave wisely, and we need to have that wisdom.
一方面我不要表现我的一面，一方面我要做到一个让他知道你并不是有智慧，那个不简单。
The first that we ourselves do not become foolish, but we also need to let him know that he's foolish.
但是在这里很明显就讲一个原则，就是不要以恶报恶，要以善报恶。
But here is that do not repay evil with evil, but repay evil with goodness.
你要很小心，因为要回答一类人不是那么简单。
You have to be very careful, but it's not easy to answer a fool.
犹太人有一句话，他说一昧人在一个小时内所问的问题，十个智慧人一年也花一年的时间也答不完。
In the Jewish proverb, it has said that the foolish people ask questions in an hour cannot be answered by 10 wise men in a year.
所以我只能够长话短说，意思说我们要很小心。就是耶稣讲过，不可说人怎么待我，我也怎么待他，我必照他所行的报复他。
Because he said here, do not say, I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did.
今天我讲了六个，记得吗？
I talk about six things today.
第一个是什么？不狂不傲。
Don't be arrogant.
第二，不轻易发怒。
Be angry easily.
第三，不挑人错。Don't
repeat the matter.
第四，不爱争吵；第五，不计不度；第六，不以恶报恶。你就有智慧了。
You become a wise man.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你，你把你的话语教导我们。
Lord, we thank you for your teachings, your word to us.
你让我们每个人都做一个敬畏你、有智慧的人。
That we can become a person that fears the Lord and become a person of understanding.
奉耶稣的名。